Do you know what the date is today?
February 7th.
It is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
What? Do something. How should we celebrate?
We're totally making fettuccine Alfredo.
Breakfast of Champions. Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah, and then I realized I'm not good at making fettuccine Alfredo.
A happy National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I didn't bring the ingredients.
Did you? Bellissimo.
We're not going to make it today on the show?
No. Maybe for dinner?
Okay.
Wait a minute. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
A Monday morning segment we call Weekend Review. What a weekend we had. Friday and Saturday, it was just one big icy party.
It was so great to see Lewisburg just come alive. Tons of people, and those sculptures were amazing.
Great way to put it. The whole town just came alive.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were manning the throne, should we say that? The big ice throne there at Hoofnagle Park, we had to put it on the sidewalk this year because the park was closed. But thanks to our friends at Evan for sponsoring us. When we were putting little children on that throne, I would ask mom and dad, where are you from? Man, they were from all over,
yeah.
Karina. They were like, we got Mount Carmel, we got down south like Lancaster, mm-hmm. One guy said. Yeah. I was like, everybody was there.
Those yearly staples is something people look forward to. And so coming out on the backside of the main events of COVID, I think it was really important that people wanted to see this. So.
Yes, exactly. And 2 days of carving instead of one this year, that was great. You got to see some of it happen on a Saturday. And then the polar plunge at 2:00.
Thank you, Sam, for taking one for the team.
Man, she was something. She reminded me of, and you mom and dads can relate to this, when you're holding your little kid before she goes on the roller coaster for the first time. I mean, she was right at the last minute, she was looking at me like, I don't know if I want to do this. I was like, yeah, you already signed up.
You know? She was all good until she got down there with us, and then you could see a little bit of the nerves.
Thanks to Guy McCarty from Rusty Rail for helping her out.
Oh, gosh. He was having a lot of fun.
Guy, the Rusty Rail guy, yeah. And you too, Breezy. You were there, and she did a great job.
Meanwhile, we were in the driveway, or the getaway car with all the heater blasting so we could keep her warm.
So she could get warmed up and get her clothes changed. Yeah, that was something. The whole festival in itself, really something. Now, later yesterday, I'm on Facebook, and I see you had a close encounter of the weird kind.
Yeah, went to Giant to get a few things and was met by somebody I never thought I'd meet. It was like a contraption, I'm calling it at this point. This thing is around Giant. I'm new to this. In 20 years in the South, I do not remember ever seeing anything robotically following me around a store, but I see it coming towards me. I'm like, what is this, first of all, and where are you going? And then I'm thinking in my head, do I say hi? Does it say hi back? Do I have to stay 6 feet away from it? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I call the cops?
So
it just abruptly stops in front of me, and it has these big googly eyes that are bigger than its actual head or its mouth, and it's just staring at me.
Did you talk to it?
No, I think I was like a deer in the headlights. I don't really know what was going on.
Did you run?
Well, I just quietly walked around the produce section and went on my merry way. Well, 2 aisles later, here's this darn thing, which I thought, okay, maybe there's more than one. And
maybe there is. You think there's 10 of them?
I found out later, no, there's only one. Only one.
Okay.
And this dude makes some good speed. Like, I think it is better than me at walking.
Okay.
And then I see it on aisle 5. So I get home and I put it on Facebook. I'm like, this is new to me. What do I do? And somebody said that it cleans the store, but then somebody else had said, no, what it does is it goes around and finds places that need cleaned, whether it's water or food or whatever.
Something on the floor.
Yeah. And it alerts the staff. So now I feel judged because that thing stopped right in front of me and probably all the employees are like, clean up, aisle 6, hot mess.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Only you.
Only me. You'll learn this about me.
We're watching the Olympics, the things we don't know about the Olympics. Jimmy Fallon touches on one.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's going to be the first Winter Olympics that relies almost entirely on fake snow. Yeah, they're going to create over 1 million cubic meters of fake snow, or roughly one Hallmark Christmas movie.
WQKX.
Every time I hear this music, I think Kevin's coming down the hallway. Kevin, are you in the building? Now it's time for Karina's Olympic Update. I heard yesterday we were second in the medals behind China. Now, you said the latest update has us way down?
How did that happen?
We're in 14th place?
Yes. So it's Sweden's number one, Russia's two,
then
Norway, Canada, China, Germany, and Netherlands are tied. Japan, Australia, Slovenia, and Switzerland are tied at 9. New Zealand, Italy, and then we are 14th.
We're getting beaten by a country called Slovenia? What?
The Netherlands. Peter Pan is like kicking our butt.
Slovenia? Wasn't that country in the Princess Diaries?
Yes. It's crazy.
Jehovah? Or what? Stay on top of that, because that's weird.
That is weird. I mean,
I was watching last night, and I got to say I have a guilty pleasure. I was watching the figure skating, and when the two Russians fell, I was like so into it.
You're not right.
They didn't get hurt, but I mean, Google it, ladies and gentlemen. The way they fell is like they didn't just fall. They fell like you were ice skating at the Sunbury rink. Okay, it was like poof, face plant, you know?
I think they're going to be a little sore today, though.
He lifted her up. And he was like spinning her over his head. And then all of a sudden something went wrong. I don't know what it was, but
it was a blooper moment. We'll just say that much.
Yeah, because a certain part of her body just landed in his face and down they went. And I was like, I did a Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw. And then they showed the instant replay and oh, they had to show it in slow motion.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I did see that. I did. It wasn't just a dirty old man's mind.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You ever use the word putrid?
No.
Isn't it like old-fashioned, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's what they call that, like magenta.
And then like putrid wasn't replaced by grody. Remember that word?
Yep.
Probably was big when you were a kid.
Yeah,
right?
It's pay grody.
Grody to the max. We're going to take a look at the 10 grossest words.
I know one of mine's on there.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Are you ready, Karina? A new poll of the top 10 grossest words in English.
Mm-hmm.
I know the kids are eating breakfast, but here's the 10 grossest words in the English language.
Curd, putrid, ooze, mucus, fester, splooge, moist, seepage, phlegm, pus.
I hate the word moist.
Curd? I thought she said turd, but you said no, it's curd.
So as maybe, in cheese curds.
Okay, so maybe turd should be on the list too. I don't know.
Probably. It was the 11th. They just didn't put it on there.
And then there's funny words like poop. You know, it's just, it's funny. That word's funny. It's not gross. I mean, if you look at it, it's gross, but the word itself. You know, we were talking, when you have a little kid, what you call those words, you have to poopy, you know, and it's just like, what a silly word.
In the South, instead of pee, they say TT.
TT?
Mm-hmm. Do you have to TT?
I'll never drink a cup of tea again.
I guess. I think it goes with tinkle. I don't know.
But do you have a gross word that wasn't on the list? Give me it.
Like I said, one of mine was moist. I cannot stand that word. But
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. But I hate the word booger.
There's a great one.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it sounds and it mm-hmm. spells and it's, okay.
It's like a nose clam.
Okay,
oyster.
You were the one that said people were eating breakfast. Will you stop? When one of my daughters was young, she liked the word moist because it meant the cake was going to be good.
And that's the only way I like it.
And she said, and she was just a little girl back then, she said, there are certain words that sound like they're supposed to. And I said, like what? And she said, moist. Mm-hmm. The cake is moist. And then she said, crisp. The potato chip is crisp. You see, Daddy, that sounds like you're eating it. I was like, okay, go back to your room. But anyway, back to the gross words. I think the words stink. But like when you smell something,
yeah,
you go,
what stinks?
That stinks. Like the word stink tells you you're in for something really unpleasant.
You never want somebody to walk into a room and go, what stinks?
Yeah.
So, especially if you're the only one in the room.
So go to our Facebook page. There's got to be a personal word of yours that's not on the list.
When I hear them, it's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Okay, this gross word thing is taken off. The 10 grossest words have been issued, and I'm sure we have our own gross words. Please add to the list.
It's on our Facebook page.
We could get stupid now, but we don't like to
Some
say
call
that.
It stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Okay, play along with this if you can. You go out to your driveway and you pop open the trunk of your car and there's a naked man living there. So what do you do? Well, right away you grab your phone and you video the whole thing.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
It's a rite of passage.
To be, how did you get in there?
I'm the son of the Pope.
Can I put my back on?
We appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
All right, it's one thing that you're naked. It's another thing that you're claiming to be the son of the Pope and it's a rite of passage.
Okay.
But then there's the fact that the lady opened the trunk of the car and there was a naked man in there, so she grabbed her phone and immediately started videoing.
That's kind of weird.
Karina, you go out to your car after the show and you find a naked man in your trunk. What do you do?
I would be really freaked out, unless it was like Brad Pitt. And then I'd be like, can you scooch over?
And then I okay.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You go to a concert and all of a sudden, like, during the concert.
Healthy and happy and
during the concert, like, the artist stops because she notices someone up front who's having an asthma attack. That artist was Billie Eilish.
It was pretty cool.
It was very cool for her to stop the show and get some help. That just happened, and you know what is happening in the future? Billie Eilish coming to State College.
That's right. We've got your chance to win coming up. It's Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
You could be in the back of a Susquehanna Valley limousine with Sam Tyler going to see Billie Eilish. Stay with us.
94KX.
Hold on. I got you.
Billie Eilish says, hold on at a concert. Hang on.
Do we have an inhaler? Can we just grab one?
She's asking if anyone has an inhaler because there's somebody right up front who is having an asthma attack.
Don't crowd.
You're
so calm.
Relax, relax. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I wait for people to be okay until I keep going.
She's waiting for the okay before she could restart.
Love that.
Singing.
She just earned a lot of brownie points, man. I love that.
Wow.
This is 94KX. Call now.
My name is Billie Eilish.
The artist is requiring all attendees of this event to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or to have received a negative diagnostic COVID-19 test within 48 hours prior to entering the venue.
We're going beyond happy with Beyond Brows, sponsoring our Billie Eilish concert with Sam Tyler. Call now, 1-800-326-94KX. You want to do the 9-4-1 again?
Yeah, absolutely. 9-4-1, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Thank you.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good morning. Who's this?
Alicia,
you're caller 9.
Awesome.
So you're a big Billie Eilish fan?
I do like a lot of her stuff.
Have you seen her before in concert?
I have not.
Well, we're going to hopefully make you the first. We'll let you know on Wednesday.
We got our 3 qualifiers this time around.
Yes. Awesome.
So congratulations there.
94KX.
Some business news. I saw that Costco is once again selling a 5-pound tub of Pillsbury cookie dough. Woo! Imagine picking up a 4-pound tub of cookie dough and going, nah, I wanted the bigger one.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Yeah! Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, let's go with the celebrities. Are you ready, Karina?
I am.
Isaiah Thomas, NBA player, 33 years old today. He's an all-star. He's currently out of work.
Wow.
What do you do, like, when your contract runs out, your team lets you go? You just play basketball at the schoolyard until somebody, hello?
You sit on those $1 million sitting in the bank.
There it is. Ashton Kutcher is 44 today.
Funny guy.
He's a funny guy, but I just look at him, and every time I look at him, I can't help but wonder.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah, that, and you're a dumb guy. But I don't know, maybe women feel different. Hall of Famer basketball player Steve Nash, 48. Chris Rock is 57 today.
You feel, smell what the rock is cooking? Is that what he says?
Yeah. Garth Brooks is 66. I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like country music at all, but I love Garth Brooks.
He's the man, the myth, the legend in country.
I'd hang with him any day. And James Spader from Blacklist is 62 years old.
Love that show.
Did you ever see the show with my daughter on it?
Yes. I didn't know she was until
later.
You didn't
know she was, yeah. Yeah, she was a guest star on that show once, and she was a secretary at a radio station who had to kill the morning guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny?
Ironic.
Don't you think? A little too ironic. I really do think. Anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays. Let's go to the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Benjamin Sprankle from Middleburg, 41 today.
Cheryl Schellenberger is 47. Happy birthday.
Cindy Daly, Sunbury, 61.
Elizabeth Marks from Seals Grove is 46.
Jeff Furlong, my buddy over there in Sunbury, painting race cars from Seals Grove Speedway.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeff is 45 today.
Happy birthday to Kaylee Savage. She's the big 2-1.
Wow.
Going out to the bar.
Clink, clink. Clink, clink. 21 clinks, I guess. I don't know. Kristen Jones from Seals Grove, 58.
Kyle Muffley is 28. Happy birthday. today.
Marissa Lebo from PacSinus is 32.
And Michaela Ramberger from Dalmatia is 29.
You ever notice how many ways there are to spell Michaela?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Like 76.
Our good friend here in radio, Sean Felty from Sealands Grove is 51. Hey, bud.
Sue Ann Rodermel is 67. Happy birthday.
Valerie Henry is 49 today.
And a different Valerie, Valerie Neidig from Sunbury is 49.
Nobody on the Ford Fun Line unless they want to go see Billie Eilish. Nobody on Facebook Messenger? We didn't say that.
Not on Messenger, but for the grossest words, we've got some comments there.
Yeah, a little bit too many, but whatever. And hey, keep in mind, you could always email, or snail mail, or use the text club each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we heard the news. How about some good news coming
up,
huh?
Yes, love good news. We've got a group of firefighters in Illinois that delivered a baby during a blizzard in the middle of the Jimmy John's parking lot.
What if they named the baby Jimmy John?
I don't know.
And you know, we like rescue stories because I don't think we appreciate our police and firefighters enough. But how about a dog being rescued from inside a burning car?
Oh, my God. Where's it at?
It always sounds scary, but we promise you it'll end up as good news on the way next. And the latest from Rocking Red and Evan Hospital.
WQKX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Firefighters delivering a baby in Jimmy John's parking lot. Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Once I got him into the parking lot, I opened the door up and started an examination of Mama. And notice, we're having a baby. I wrapped the baby up. We cut the cord. Dad cut the cord.
We let Dad cut the cord,
which is cool.
And we took the baby into the ambulance from there.
It was really nasty weather out there, and it made that day turn into a sunshine day.
Wow! That's good news.
Yes.
That's really good news. And speaking of firefighters and police and what a great job they do, imagine you got out of your car.
Dog in the car.
But your dog didn't. These are firefighters and police rescuing a dog out of a car in Colorado that was literally burning. And the dog wouldn't come out because he was scared. They did get him out, and he was saved. That's good.
My heart would have dropped. I mean, they're like your children. Ugh.
Oh, exactly. Gosh. And hey, like your doctor, he's your friend. It's Heart Healthy Month with Evan and 94KX.
It's very important that the patient's engaged, the patient's interested, and then having a list of questions so that one doesn't forget.
That's our friend, Dr. Sean.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We should have Dr. Sean McLaughlin back in.
We should. He's awesome. I got to get that red shirt ready for Wednesday.
There you go. We got different guests coming in every Wednesday as we celebrate Heart Healthy Month with Evangelical.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
The 10 grossest words. We revealed them earlier this morning.
Curd. Putrid. Ooze. Mucus. Fester. Splooge. Moist. Seepage. Phlegm. Pus.
Who's ready for breakfast?
We asked, right? We asked.
Yes. And Courtney says she uses all the gross words appropriately, of course, just to see who they bother. So she's an instigator. But she said the two others I find that people don't like are flaccid and damp.
What's wrong with damp? If it's a little damp outside, my arthritis hurts. I think she's talking about a different kind of damp, perhaps.
I don't know. My one I hate is moist, and there's a lot of comments on there.
See,
Casey Stevenson says moist. Like I said, I when you're talking about a cake, I'm all for it. But
okay.
Me in the summer, not so much.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Well, all right.
Courtney says moist. Michael Holdren, oh, you bad boy. That's a little political, so we'll let that one go.
We'll move on.
Scott Fabrizio, discharge.
What? You're getting out of the military. You get an honorable discharge.
So, it's all in how you say it and how it pertains. And then Tina says stinky. Engorge. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
It's a bougie sounding word. Pustule, like the longer like word of pus.
Yeah.
Sloth. Like sloth, your skin off.
Those cute little animals that go to
sleep. No, sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah, S-L-O-U-G-H.
All right.
Blech.
Was that a word?
Think about somebody who's like cheese grating their feet, like slothing off the skin.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Blah.
I'll be right back.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We're going to mic up Michelle Morgan from Spyglass coming up. And she'll be calling from another time zone, but she's calling for an important reason.
Mm-hmm. And concert stuff, baby.
We're traveling to Texas where we find Michelle Morgan from Spyglass in Texas. What are you doing, hooking up with a cowboy?
No, I'm actually doing some volunteer work at a state park here for a little while. So I decided to find a place where it was warm and do some volunteer work and get out of the cold of Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
We like the work you do at Spyglass, and we're talking about a concert series that's coming up. We already had Tom Webb in, and he talked about the 38 special Loverboy concert, which kicks off the season May 21st. But you've got another concert to announce?
It's going to be in June, Friday, June 24th, and we're bringing two really great rock and roll bands back to Spyglass, George Thorogood and Foghat, together in concert. Wow. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, 70s rock and roll. When are tickets on sale? You're announcing it now. When can we grab them?
Tickets are going to go on sale this Friday morning at 9 a.m., and that link you can get right on our website on our Backyard Concerts page. You can just go to SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Concert.
Now, Michelle, in August, you've got something really cool called Indie Fest?
Yes, we've been working really hard. We partnered with a organization called Indie On Air, and we're going to be doing a big three-day indie music festival at Spyglass this August. It'll be August 19th, 20th, and 21st. We've been working hard on getting some great headliner bands to end each day. But also, we're filling every day with music all day long. Mm. We're going to be having some singer-songwriters in the winery. We're also putting a second stage, a smaller stage, up by the brewery, up in the field above the brewery.
Wow.
So we are packing the grounds with music for three solid days.
Wow.
And any of the indie bands or, you know, independent artists that would be interested in playing at the Indie Fest, they can go to Reverb Nation and submit their application there with samples of their music. Mm-hmm. I know they've been getting tons of applications from bands to play at Spyglass for this festival.
Michelle, you have a long history of working with bands. You know that some great music comes right out of Central PA.
Yes, they could. And we've done that historically. We've done that particular. I know that if you're familiar with the Gabe Stillman Band, he's played at Spyglass many times.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out just playing in the winery, then we put him on the big stage, and now he's out on his own tour. So,
Michelle, I'm really excited. So I think it sounds like I got back up to Pennsylvania just in time.
Going to be kicking off the concert series actually early this year, because normally we don't start until June, and we have one in May this year. Fairy Fest is coming back this year as well. Just be a one-day festival, trying to get back in the swing of things after COVID, but they're trying to get it back together, and we'd love to see that grow at Spyglass as
so
well.
So looking forward to this.
Yeah, so it starts in May, the whole season concert-wise. It'll start, again, May 21st with 38 Special and Loverboy. How many shows do we have billed already? What are we looking at for the season?
I believe a total of 8 concerts. Can't announce most of them because we don't have finalization yet, but...
Mm-hmm. I can't twist your arm through the long-distance phone line here. I can't do that. Spit a random name out.
No, I'm sorry.
I could usually get Tom Webb to stumble, but Michelle, she's by the book. You know what I mean? She's by the book. Michelle, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us from your busy job in Texas, and we'll see you when you come home to do the Backyard Concert Series.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV is on the way. Bill Maher has his take on the Olympics. And speaking of the Olympics, our top list today is pretty funny.
Yes, it is. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
The Olympics have started. China does not want COVID to be a problem. They have brought back, I am not kidding about this, the anal swab testing. Talk about a super spreader event.
A Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, here's the top Olympic Googles. Now, people were Googling this 4 years ago, but they're still Googling it. The number one Google, what's ROC stand for? Well, that's the Russian Olympic Committee team. They're not Russia. They're the Russia Olympic Committee team.
I must have missed the ball, because when you said about the figure skating thing, how they fell, I looked up the video, and I'm like, Russia. No, R-U-S. It says ROC. I'm like, what
ROC.
Is that?
Yeah, so ROC is basically Russia under a different name.
Incognito.
Yeah. Number two.
Where is Mike Tirico broadcasting the Olympics from? The answer is Beijing and Los Angeles.
He's flying back and forth because Tirico is a big sports guy with the network. Number three, how many countries? Well, 224 countries, 2,874 athletes.
Wow. What events are on tonight? The full schedule is at NBCOlympics.com, but there's also that lovely time difference. So, you know, do the math, divide, add four, I don't know.
And believe it or not, the last question on the list, is the United States actually in the Olympics? Guys.
It doesn't look like it. We're at number 14.
Well, there is that too.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans is on the way next. Our parting shot is from Kevin Bacon. I love Kevin Bacon. He performs seriously with his brothers. What do they call themselves? The Bacon Boys or whatever. Something like that. But he is a musician. He did a song paying tribute to Tom Brady because we all love Tom Brady, don't we?
Everything's better with bacon.
And everything's better with Brady.
Well, he's done amazing things, and he's got those seven rings. He's a winner. Still looks good in football pants, and he's mostly eating plants when he has dinner. He's a Brady. Whoa, 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 he's a Brady. I'm talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's retired.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.